And for the atheists in the world, that just destroyed all the atheists. The atheists in the world think that there is no God, there's no one in control. And some people think if there is a God, he's impersonal, or it's just some energy. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna clearly says, Naham prakasya sarvasya yoga maya samabhinda mudo yam namijana hi loko mama jababhinda. That fools deride Krishna when he appears in a human form. And in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says that he makes his appearance in this world just so that people can see him and see his pastimes and fix their minds upon him. And just by doing that and understanding the philosophy in truth and realizing for oneself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can go back home, back to Godhead. Janma karma chame divyam evam yogeti tatvata tyakvadeham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna. Tyakvadeham, when giving up this body. If one has dedicated oneself to understanding Krishna as he appears in this world, he or she won't take birth again in this material world, but go back home to Godhead. So, as it said in the Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Muti Shukala Dinatishta Nanavatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramakumanyo Govindamari Purushanta Mahamajani. Krishna has unlimited manifestations that come to this world, one after the other. However, Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, himself comes on regular schedule. 71th Divya Yuga, he appears in this world. And just after the appearance of Krishna, in the end of Dwapara Yuga, very recently, according to geological time, then Krishna considered, according to Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that I haven't given my special mercy to people in a long time. Very poetical verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anarpita Chadim Chira Karuna Yavatir Nakala, thinks for a long time I've not given special mercy. And Srila Prabhupada explains how when Krishna comes, some people misunderstand him. They don't understand the Supreme Personality of God and his appearance, and they deride him and so forth. So he comes again in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he appears as a devotee of himself. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's an explanation of the external reasons for his appearance and the internal reasons. External reason has to do with fulfilling the incarnation in that particular time, period. And also, Krishna wants, as I said, he hasn't revealed, he considers in a long time, his intimate loving pastimes, which most people don't know about. Most people know about the grandeur of God. And they don't know about his intimate loving relationship with his devotees. So, one of the external reasons that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to this world is to show and teach about the loving pastimes that he has with his most intimate devotees in the highest planet in the spiritual world called Goloka Vrindavan. And there he has relationships with his devotees as servants, as friends, as parents, and as lovers. And we see that
these relationships are everywhere in this material world. But anyone who's been in the material world for a while can understand that these are ultimately frustrating. And therefore, to transfer one's attention from the temporary, miserable relationships in this material world that appear to be our real relationship with our family, with our friends, and so forth, to the real relationship we have with Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this method, how to do that. And the same propensity that everyone has to have a friend in this world, to have parents, to have loving relationships, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that this is the natural state of the jiva, to love. But that love needs to be purified. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi Shravanari Shuddha Chite Kare Udur. When one purifies oneself through the process of devotional service, especially by hearing, then the heart becomes pure, and one can awaken one's natural appreciation for a relationship with Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this. Especially he taught it through his disciples, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Some have explained that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's emotions in this world, especially after he was initiated, when he went to Gaya. Before that, he was a great scholar and very puffed up with his scholarly knowledge. People would see him and they would change from one side of the street to the other when they saw him coming, because they knew they'd be challenged and they'd be defeated also. And Nimai Pandit, Vishwambar was his name. But after he went to Gaya to perform the Pinda ceremony for his father, and he met his spiritual master Srila Ishvara Puri and took initiation from him, chanting the holy names, chanting the Gayatri mantras, then he changed. And when he came back to Navadvip, he could only think about Krishna, and he was only looking for Krishna everywhere. He would ask, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That was his only question. Someone told him, Krishna is in your heart. And he began to tear his chest. He wanted to tear his chest open to find Krishna within his heart. And he went all over South India after he took sannyas, teaching the process of Harinam Sankirtan. And then in his later years, he went to Jagannath Puri to fully delve into the feelings of separation from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these feelings of separation are considered in our sampradaya to be the highest emotions that one can have for Krishna. So his feelings, emotions, and activities, sometimes they're described as mad performances. But the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they codified the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in such a way that anyone from any part of the world can take them up. For instance, Rupa Goswami has written a book, The Nectar of Instruction, which is the perfect and concise guide to bhakti. And if one simply follows very carefully the instructions that he's given there and the essence of all advice, then one can feel progress, and one will come to the perfect stage of life by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants. Otherwise, any kind of endeavor in this world ends in defeat. And in the Bhagavatam, it is said that if one does not awaken a relationship with the lotus eye, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whatever kind of perfection one thinks one has is not stable, and one will fall down from that situation. Yini Ravindaksha Muktamanya. A sweet verse spoken by the demigods who are praying to Lord Krishna within the womb. And they said that one must have that relationship with the lotus-eyed Lord. So the six Goswamis taught us this process, on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and here at the Yogapit to remember that our access to Krishna is through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come to teach the method to approach Radha and Krishna, the highest stage of loving God, approaching Radha and Krishna, but can only be done through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how does one get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? One gets the mercy of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are his direct disciples. And by following the footsteps of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and following their instructions, then one will make progress in devotional service by their mercy. We also saw Lord Shiva, who is the protector of the Dham. And anyone who enters into Mayapur Dham, the protocol is to come first and beg protection from Lord Shiva. Protect one from material desires from within the heart, that one may make some offense here in the Dham. So we've come to the right place to start our parikram, to experience the ground zero of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this place. That tree is said to be the tree under which Lord Chaitanya was born, or he appeared in this world. The original tree is no longer here, but that's a cutting from the original tree, so same. How is everybody so far? Okay? It feels good just to walk around the Dham, doesn't it? I wonder sometimes when I'm walking around and I suddenly realize where I am. And also see that just by being here for the purpose of taking the special mercy of the Lord, one feels blissful. As Gaur Govinda Maharaj was saying this morning in his class, that devotional service is simple. Vaishnava means simple. And it's a simple thing. You don't have to make an intellectual process, but just by coming here one can feel something that goes deep within the heart. So we pray to Gopishwar Mahadev, Lord Shiva, to please protect us from any material desires while we're here in the Dham, so we can pray deeply for the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we pray to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his parents in this sacred place, that we may always remember him and his mood of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And finally, we remember the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and pray for their mercy by singing this song written by Srinivasacharya, talking about the mood and method of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Is that okay? Pardon me? Yeah, we can do this together. Together means in unison. Krishna Kirtana Kara. Thank you.
Thank you.
to the yoga peak, and we've had Harinam Sankirtan and danced in ecstasy at the first place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What could be better than that? Nothing. There's nothing better than that. Except for Sri Vasanga. So now with the blessings of Gopishwar Mahadev and Srimad Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and all the great acharyas, we'll make our way over to Sri Vasanga, where the Harinam Sankirtan movement started. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates dancing inside the house of Srivas Thakur until it bursts out the door, down the streets, and now in Miami, Florida, in New Delhi, in
Baku, Azerbaijan.
Baku, Azerbaijan.
San Diego.
Yeah. Kiev.
New York.
China.
Washington,
D.C.
Folsom, California.
Belgium. Italy. Japan.
Folsom, California.
Folsom, California.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Hyderabad.
Tokyo.
Tokyo. Mataji. What city are you from? Where? Mayapur. Hello. Everywhere, all over the world, all these places in Hong Kong, Shinsansui, Samsuipo, Mangkapo, Nantin, Wichita, all over China. What are people doing? Town and village, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted, and that everyone will feel the happiness, the relief of taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord and of Lord Krishna's promise in the Bhagavad Gita: if you just surrender unto me, I will protect you. Do not worry, do not fear, do not hesitate. Go pray, Manate!